Yeah, I would say it's higher than our typical average for sure. The storms that we had seen were more widespread, especially from June 23rd storms and June 29th storms, provided a lot of claims throughout Saskatchewan as a province as a whole. There were multiple cells that touched down in various areas.
And the damage, would you say a lot of it has been severe, or will most of the crops be able to bounce back, do you think?
I would say largely light to moderate damage. Crops being so early in the stage due to being such a late seeding season for much of the eastern portion of the province hit crops at very early stages, which are very likely to bounce back.
How would you describe the hail size? Has there been quite a variation?
From what I understand, anything from pea size up to golf ball size.
The hailstorms, have they prompted producers to purchase or top up their hail insurance coverage?
You know, a big portion of it is due to hail, but we're seeing record sales through much of the industry this year just due to commodity prices, fuel prices, and fertilizer prices increasing, causes farmers wanting to protect their crops with higher coverage levels.